Imagine, like running a top 10 customers report on a Monday and getting one list. You run the exact same code on Friday, not a single line has changed, and you get 10 completely different names.
Oh, yeah. That is terrifying.
Right. Well, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're taking your technical manuals, execution plan demos, and architectural slide decks to uncover a literal phantom bug in Oracle SQL. We are talking about the infamous top-end trap.
It's a trap that makes developers seriously like question their sanity. And it really all stems from a core misunderstanding of how the database engine actually processes code under the hood.
Because we read it differently than the machine does.
Exactly. I mean, human developers read English and SQL syntax from top to bottom,
Yeah.
but Oracle, well, does it not?
Okay, let's look at the Rowan pseudo column. You write a query asking for rows where RowNum is less than or equal to 10, and you tell it to order by the transaction amount. Intuitively, you assume, it sorts all the records first, then hands you the top 10.
Right, but Oracle actually assigns that RowNum at step 3 of its processing engine, that is during the WHERE clause filtering. The order by sorting, that doesn't kick in until step 6.
Wait, step 6. So it's basically like trying to find the 10 tallest people in a massive auditorium by, I don't know, grabbing the first 10 people who walk through the door and then lining them up by height.
Yes, that auditorium analogy nails it. You end up with a sorted list of 10 people, but they certainly aren't the tallest in the room because, well, you filtered them out before the sort even began.
Okay, wait. If the logic is fundamentally backward, I'm just confused as to why this doesn't explode immediately in the dev environment. I mean, why do these queries usually work perfectly fine during early testing?
Ah, that false sense of security comes from the index trap.
The index trap.
Yeah. So if your table has an index that happens to match your order by Y column, the database optimizer might just decide to use an index full scan.
Meaning the database is physically retrieving the data from the hard drive in that sorted order by default, right?
Right, the rows just happen to come out of the index pre-sorted. So grabbing the, first 10 at the door actually yields the correct result. But it's a total coincidence.
Wow. So you're just getting lucky.
Completely.
Yeah.
And the million row demo script from our sources proves how volatile this is. Because the moment you drop that index, or say the data set gets large enough that the optimizer decides a full table scan is suddenly more efficient.
Boom. Your logic breaks instantly. You just start getting random people from the crowd again.
Exactly. These are classic Heisen bugs. Your data is perfectly consistent in your small development environments, and then it varies wildly the second it hits massive production tables.
Oof. And if management catches a dashboard playing roulette with their data, they are never going to trust it again. So how do developers force the database to actually sort the data before slicing it?
Well, we have to make the results deterministic. Developers generally have two paths here. The classic solution is wrapping it in an inline view. So you sort the full set on the inside and then apply their row and yeom filter on the outside.
Right, that makes total sense.
Or, alternatively, if you're on Oracle 12c or newer, you can use the modern ANSI syntax. You just say order by your column and then simply append fetch first n rows only.
Okay, here's where it gets really cool, though. There's a massive hidden performance ROI when you do it right. Checking the execution plans in the demo, you see an operation called sort order by stop key.
Yes, that is a really crucial detail.
Because the database isn't doing the heavy CPU lifting of fully sorting millions of rows, it's smartly using a high watermark memory buffer, right?
Yeah, it completely sidesteps the massive resource drain.
So instead of sorting a million rows, it just keeps an array of the top 10 in memory. As it scans the massive table, if it finds a value bigger than the lowest one in its tiny buffer, it drops the lowest and slots the new one in. It never has to sort the whole table.
Right, you guarantee correct logic and, well, you avoid maxing out your server CPU all in one move. Knowing how your tools actually operate under the hood is what separates a brittle system from a resilient one.
Totally. So what does this all mean for you listening? Never rely on physical data storage order for logical correctness. Audit your code base. Drop those RowNum and order by Y combinations and use the modern syntax.
And don't forget to add with ties if you want consistent results when values match.
Good point. We want our code to act like a faithful recipe, not a phantom bug. Which leaves me wondering if the database execution order can silently invert the logic of something as simple as counting to 10, what other pseudocolons or convenience features in your daily tech stack are secretly hiding non-deterministic time bombs?